Yeah, no, KX2 is a great radio. The one I have is the older K2. That's, I think at this point it's about, I don't know, came out in the late 90s, mid-90s. It's kind of an earlier version. It doesn't have that sort of thin profile. It's kind of it's a deep box, like a miniature version of a regular radio. But it's got the internal battery and the internal antenna tuner, so it runs. I think it gets about 10 watts maximum. I think I've only ever run it about 5 watts QRP, but it's fun. I just haven't done much with it. I haven't done last summer a little bit, and this summer almost nothing. I just work's been busy, and I haven't had much time to get out, and a little bit of laziness too. So I should do something about that. I see every now and then I'll go through the QRZ forums or the QTH.com forums, and I'll see the the buddy pole portable dipoles on the tripod. I'm like, hey, I'm gonna throw a dipole up at tripod and get the thing up about 15 or 20 feet and have a signal on the air. And I think I would imagine about 20 meters and up, 17, 15 meters, 12 and 10 meters, but pretty good signal on one of those. I don't think you'd get much on below that. But I just haven't done it. I need to do that. I need to make it a priority to get out there and try that one of these days, they always say.